You're listening to Cloudcast Weekly, a podcast by SearchCloudProvider.com. I'm Jessica Scarpatti, site editor of SearchCloudProvider.com. And with me in the podcast studio today is our news writer, Gina Narcissi. Gina, thank you as always for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jessica.
So we're here to give you a quick rundown of everything that's new on the site this week. So Gina, why don't you tell us about your news?
So for this week, I wrote an article about the SMB market and how disaster recovery as a service is sort of making disaster recovery an option for SMBs who maybe, you know, it was just kind of falling by the wayside before. SMBs are used to backing up their data, but disaster recovery has kind of been a little bit of a different story. But the cloud is starting to make that possible. So I spoke with a couple analysts and also a couple cloud providers. And one of them, Vision Solutions, is offering DR as a service to particularly to the SMB market. And they offer two different solutions. One's called Double Take Availability and one's called Double Take Recover. Availability is a more expensive option, whereas Double Take Recover, you know, it may take a few hours instead of, you know, minutes to recover data. Both are good for the SMB, but when I spoke to the analysts, they were talking about how gearing your disaster recovery solution towards an SMB really has to do with marketing. There's not really big technology differences behind it. You know, the equipment's still the same. It's just what's more acceptable for larger enterprises. They can't have a lot of downtime. They might need to recover in a few minutes, and they might need these really critical applications, you know, to be there at all times, and they can't have any type of downtime, and there's SLAs involved. But with an SMB, you're not really going to run into that. So disaster recovery is now an option, but it's just, it's on a smaller scale, if you will, than it would be for a large enterprise.
It sounds like was cost kind of a big barrier to entry for them?
Exactly. You know, and just, I guess, traditional DR can really, that's kind of what scares them off, because it's just, it takes so much up front to really get into it. But cloud is on demand, so it's looking more appealing.
Mm-hmm. Before we came down here, I actually was looking over some survey results that TechTarget did. And they had recently surveyed about 1,500 IT professionals about their attitudes toward the use of cloud services and just their general feelings on it. So they asked what services people were using in the public cloud or the public portion of their hybrid cloud. And it turned out that 17% of them are using it for DR as a service. So, I mean, that kind of sounded close to me, like you were saying, I think in the story, that the uptake for DR as a service just hasn't really kind of taken off yet. But it was interesting because we also had a breakdown by like company size, and the small business group, they were definitely like, they were above average. I think it was 21% said they were using DR as a service. The mid-sized companies were a little lower, 12%, but the sample size that we had for that group wasn't as big.
Right.
And large enterprises were down at 13%. So it sounds like if kind of this cost barrier is removed, and that, yeah, it sounds like if there's more flexible options,
right,
that this might pick up in the SMB market.
Exactly. So it's something that cloud providers could potentially look into, because maybe it's a market they didn't even know they could have. And then also SMBs, you know, this is an option for them as well.
So there's something else in there about bundling and how that,
oh, right,
might, yeah, how that might make this a little more attractive. What's that about?
I spoke to one of my analysts who said that instead of, you know, an SMB, chances are they're not going to come to their cloud providers and start asking about DR as a service. It's just not the way it's happening. So for cloud providers, a good way to sort of get them more comfortable with DR is to actually bundle it along with other services that SMEs might be already using, and sort of offering that as a little bit of a package deal. You know, give them certain applications, and then also say, oh, hey, we're going to back this up, and now all of a sudden you have some DR in there as well. And so that kind of, it's like a baby step, sort of.
Well, Gina, thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you, Jessica.
We've heard the cloud market compared to a lot of things, but here's a new one. the California Gold Rush. When news spread in the mid-1800s about the discovery of gold in California, hundreds of thousands of people flocked to the West Coast to make their fortunes. Is the same thing happening with cloud providers, hoping to make a quick buck by selling any and everything as a service? According to Frost and Sullivan's Linda Stattmuller, yes and no. That is, yes, cloud providers are flooding the market, but no, they're not necessarily striking gold everywhere they look. A recent Frost and Sullivan survey showed that a mere 15% of U.S. businesses have adopted cloud infrastructure services, and even then, they use them intermittently. And it seems that cloud adopters are far outnumbered by cloud skeptics. Linda explains that 40% of U.S. businesses claim to understand cloud computing, but they're unwilling to adopt it. These folks aren't looking for an education. They've suffered through webinars, PowerPoints, brochures, and sales calls. When it comes to the wonders of the cloud, they just don't buy it, literally and figuratively. You can't convert every skeptic into a true believer, but there are three big areas where cloud providers can chip away at some of the resistance. Check out Linda's piece, Cloud Computing Trends, Three Reasons Skeptics Aren't Adopting the Cloud, to find out how to break through these adoption barriers. And that is all that we have for this week. Be sure to check out all the articles we talked about and more on searchcloudprovider.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.